evening, everyone, and welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts, Liz Pfister, and I'm joined this evening by Mary Hernandez and DC Love. How are you, ladies?
Doing great,
Liz. I'm doing well, Liz.
Great. I'm really excited for tonight's show, since tomorrow's 11-11, and we know that that's a beautiful magic number of alignments, a day when the portals open to the other side. And so we've been having some wild energy coming through for us already this evening, and so I think we're going to give some great messages to our callers. I'm going to share a little bit about myself, and then I'll let you ladies introduce yourselves. I'm Liz Pfister, Life Lighter. I live in upstate New York. I am a little bit of everything, a Reiki healer, a card reader, an empath, an intuitive, a spiritual counselor, a meditation coach, and a card deck creator, a radio host, and now the owner and operator of a holistic center as well. So I am here with Mary, and I'll let her tell you a little bit about herself.
Hi, I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an intuitive empath as well, Reiki healer. Oh my gosh, I'm drawing a blank. This energy, and I just wanted to say the good news. I guess I'm super excited because I just finished my website, my personal business page, and I guess I've been dying to share this for the whole week. And it's Wednesday, and so I just wanted to let you guys know that you could actually find my business page by going to maryhernandez5252.wixsite.com/theangelwithin. So it's theangelwithin.com. And you could also follow me on Facebook or find me at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. So within there, I'm doing personal intuitive readings. I'm doing 1 or 2 questions. I'm also doing numerology readings, and numerology is really good it's like a gift of insight to find out what your roadmap is for your life. So it gives you an idea where you should be or where your life purpose lies. So it's really good. I've done it for myself and a few of my friends, so it's really great to know, you know, what your life path number is as well. So, and what your life purpose is, if you don't know just yet. So that is a little bit about me, and I'm super excited. So hopefully people start, you know, booking readings. I'll send it over to DC now.
Oh, thank you, Mary, and congratulations on that wonderful news. It's such exciting news. It's been coming for a while, and let's say, you know, connect with you tonight. I'm sure you'll be booking some, you know, some readings, Mary. You're awesome, as well. Hi, everyone. This is DC Love. Sometimes I'm known as the magical DC Love, the real DC Love. Whatever one, you know, that you resonate with is fine with me. I've seen spirits from a very young age. I was very young, and I thought everyone did. And the journey that I'm on right now, it started with cookies flying off of countertops, my cell phone texting me, and spirit actually sat upon me to get my attention. So I had no other choice but to listen, and I'm so glad that I did, because all of this propelled me forward to where I am today. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and I am publishing some of their books. This journey that I'm on now, it was sudden, it was unexpected, and it changed the course of my life forever. I also discovered, like, wow, I really do have a strong connection with spirit. Since then, I've never looked back. I did have a background in law enforcement. I do continue to serve and protect, but in a different way. I've traded in my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, as well as my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. She and I first connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she actually threatened me. And the funny part of it is we've been together ever since. It did take me quite a while to realize you know, Joan is truly divine, and she's left the door open, and those on the other side, they walk through it continually. So I'm so blessed to have connected, you know, with Joan. But long story short, my purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good evening, everyone. This is DC Love. I do have a little channel's message that I'm going to read, but first I want to have Liz come forward, and she has an amazing little surprise for us tonight. Liz?
Yes, I brought a tuning fork this evening, and it's 528 hertz, which resonates with your heart and your third eye. So I'm going to go ahead and ring this. It's a little bit different sound than the singing bowls, but still has a beautiful, beautiful result anyway.
Wow. That was amazing.
Yes.
I felt it in my heart chakra and my third eye. It felt amazing. How about you, Mary?
Amazing. And, of course, yeah. I was about to start tearing up because my dad's birthday is 5/28.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that amazing? How beautiful.
He came through today, so.
He did. And he's always. Well, I do have a little message if you guys you want to hear it, because tomorrow is 11/11. And I asked the angels, I said, you know, tomorrow's a very special day. Do you have a message for the collective? And they said, yes. Okay, so here's the message. Beloveds, we, your angels, come before you at this time. We are here to remind you that you are never alone. Are you ready for the new beginnings that are coming? If you call upon us, we will guide you into the direction of your dreams. We now surround you with our beautiful white light, shielding and protecting your energy and raising your vibration. Beloveds, this is a time of amazing transformation. Each of you are here, and you have a higher purpose. A magnificent portal is opening, bringing you the opportunities that you've been waiting for. Please have faith and say thank you in advance. Manifestation is going to happen, and it will happen rapidly. And sometimes it feels almost magical. Please make sure to keep your thoughts positive and your mindset focused only on what you are desiring. Let go of the past. It is now behind you. You are connected to your divine wisdom. It will help you to take the steps that may have seemed impossible previously. We also ask that you open your heart and allow healing and unconditional love to fill your entire being. Anything that is not love will no longer exist. We will also clear away any stress or fear. When you are completely filled with this beautiful divine energy, allow it to go from you and reach everyone you meet. Even in these uncertain times, you can still go forward and build the life of your dreams. It is now time to connect with higher levels of consciousness. Please sit comfortably and close your eyes and begin to breathe really slowly. Put your hands on your heart and feel the unconditional love that is vibrating within you. Breathe in this beautiful energy. As you do, you feel yourself connecting with all that is, and you are filled with unconditional love, as well as joy and happiness. You now are able to attract what you desire and deserve. Beloved, sit in this beautiful energy for a little while and allow yourself to connect with the energy of your angels. Your divine team is present. This beautiful divine energy has never been felt this way before. You now see the light that was around you. It is also within you. Your vibration continues to radiate with the beautiful love and light that fills you. You also feel your connection to the I Am Present. All of your chakras are coming into perfect alignment. You feel this beautiful energy at the top of your head in your crown chakra. It continues downward throughout all your chakras and then back up again. as above, so below. You now are one with your angels and the divine. You now have the ability to experience higher levels of light and love. Please remember to remain centered in this energy of unconditional love. With each breath that you take in, breathe in more love. As you do, you raise your frequency and you help others to do the same. Beloveds, do not be afraid to let your light shine. We, your angels, are always present. As you resonate with this moment, we bring you blessings of love. You now have the guidance you are needing. Always be true to yourself and shine your light brightly. Beloveds, you are worthy of all you desire, and we love you. Continue to share your love with others and stay focused on your desires. This is your time. It is time to bring your desires into reality. It is now time to come back to where we first began. Take a few deep breaths very slowly in through the nose, in through the mouth, out through the nose. When you are ready, you can open your eyes. You can wiggle your hands and your feet and say thank you to your angels and your divine team for this amazing experience. That was my message / meditation, ladies.
Wow. That was beautiful.
I channeled that in probably about 10 minutes.
Wow.
The energy was just so bizarre. It was so strong. And then, yeah, I mean, I connected with Mary, gave her a little message from her dad prior to that. And then, as you know, before coming on to the show, the angels want me to give each of you, you know, a little message to say thank you for all that you do. And you are so loved.
Thank you. So great. Thank
you. Appreciated.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, I love messages like that.
It's truly amazing. And when the frequency is that high, I mean, those messages come, they come in so fast.
Yeah,
but the
they
angels
are.
You know, just let all the stress, all the worry, everything that's weighing heavily upon your shoulders, you have to let go of it now. And feel how amazing you feel without all that excess weight. You know, it feels totally amazing.
Yeah.
And it's funny because the message that I'm giving you resonates with the number 11. And it resonates with manifesting and, you know, and being able to, you know, connect with the opportunities we've been dreaming of.
Yeah.
So I just really felt this such an amazing night.
Yeah, it's I was reading yesterday how even though the full moon is next Sunday the 19th, and it's an eclipse. It's the longest eclipse, they believe, in history. The energy started yesterday. So
wow.
We were talking also before this show how we've all had some weird experiences with our electronics and different things going on in our lives.
Yeah.
And, you know, it all has to do with that. Like, it's if people don't think that the moon and the astrology affects their lives, they're so wrong. I mean, the moon affects the tides of the ocean, and our bodies are 80% water. I mean, we are definitely affected.
Yes, so our emotions, you know, water, the emotions, definitely. My goodness, yes.
So,
beautiful.
You know, I don't, you know, live and die by it, but it's important, I think, to pay attention to it because you're then aware of what kind of things are going to be coming up for you and be prepared, like when you notice these over-emotional things.
Yeah. No, that is true. It's just, it is, it's crazy.
You know, once you read it, it always seems to happen, you know?
Yeah.
I actually pulled a card for the collective, as I normally do every week, and I picked it from Postcards from Spirit, and it totally resonates with what we're all going through now. It says, "Dearest you, even though life seems now to be moving full steam ahead, it's a time to rest. Allow ideas to flow through you and take root in your heart before they reach your mind. Honor this process by becoming empty to allow for inspiration and the magic of dreaming. You might feel lazy or unproductive, but we know better. Just as sleep is a way to recharge before renewal, so are you in a time for dreaming. In this powerful process of co-creation, your soul merges with spirit in a profound way, so you can receive your music directly from source and play your part in the symphony of life. You are being invited to bear witness to the great creation and tune into what others can't hear. We have so many dreams to share with you in the sacred and the invisible. Don't worry, we will wake you when it's time to return with a new dream. No need to set your alarm. Loving you always. And in the back of the card, there's a beautiful angel, and it says, you are loved.
Amazing.
No.
Love and that. I just want to say I'm super excited because tomorrow it's 11-11, and I'm actually going to sound bath at our local Holt Healing Oasis, which is like our spa. It's an everything kind of place. She's just amazing.
Oh,
this place is amazing. And, you know, it's a sound bath, and, you know, I go there at least once a week because they have so many things going on. You know, they have infrared saunas and everything. So it's really amazing. I just want to say how grateful, you know, I am that tomorrow, you know, on 11-11 portal, I'll be doing that. So
beautiful.
Yeah. Sound bath is amazing.
Yeah.
And very, like, that's a great thing to enjoy, like, for astral traveling things, too, because it really can take you to other places with sound. Sound is just, you know, I mean, not just because I do it, but I go and enjoy it with that other, from other people that perform as well. And it is, I mean, just, I never have better experiences than when with sound, really.
Yeah,
definitely.
It's so true.
Definitely.
I agree.
And, you know, that don't have, you know, they don't have like the bowls or, you know, the tuning forks, and they're not around like any kind of, you know, like a computer or anything where they can go and listen to the archives where you have everything going on, Liz. Another way is just put on music and, you know, you could dance with it, you could sing with it, and it's the sound of the music also helps as well.
Absolutely.
Even so even if you just sing a song that you know, all of those will help. You know, they're all amazing.
Yeah.
Maybe they won't help as much as, you know, your beautiful bowls or the tuning fork, but they really do help as well.
Yeah, no, I put on my site all the time, play your favorite playlist when you're in a funk or having a hard time. Like,
oh, my gosh,
the music that you enjoy. Music is such a powerful thing in itself because it just transports you. If you think about when you hear a song and you know, it just takes you to another place. It brings up all these emotions if you're really connected with it, you know, from if it's connected to a specific memory, right? And it's so, so powerful. So just putting on your favorite playlist that raises your vibration, that gets you dancing, all those things, absolutely singing along.
And
like
that have a hard time meditating. You could play music and you could sing, you could dance. So there's people that need to, like, walking meditations, you know. So everything, you know, is like a personal choice. So it's really beautiful.
Yeah, I always say meditation is not just sitting still and being quiet. Some people need to move. Some people need loud noise, need a lot of music. It's whatever works for you to take your mind to that place where it's empty and just feeling all your emotions and what's coming up for you. That's really what you're.
And we have little Jackson, and he'll put on the music, and there he'll dance. Like he'll give it his all. He'll dance, and it's. I love it. I laugh because he's so into it. He doesn't see anybody. He's gone. You know, he doesn't even see me anymore.
Yep.
So it's totally amazing.
It's so easy to teach them.
They're so open, you know, and they're like little. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But that helps me to connect with my inner child, and I can't stop laughing. I mean, he's just amazing.
Yep. Nothing like a dose of youth to help you just get down and remember what's important, really.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Oh, boy. Our callers are waiting for us, ladies. Should we get to the show?
Oh, I think we better.
Yes.
We could talk all night about these things, but
Yes.
All right. All right. Here we go. Area code 551, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please?
Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yeah. Well, I kind of just wondered if you had any messages for me, but I'm also concerned I'm trying to move, and I'm just things aren't working out as well as I thought they would, and I'm just a little apprehensive about it and wanted some guidance, like if it's going to all work out or what's going to happen.
Okay, Jennifer, just breathe a little bit. I feel like all of these emotions, as you were telling us what was going on, and as you were telling us everything, Archangel Uriel came forward, and what I'm getting is, your emotional health.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sort of maybe ignoring something in your life? Because I do feel like, I know what you want to do. You want to go forward and things. But I'm getting there's something that you're ignoring. And you've got to, you've got to connect with all areas of your life, okay?
Yeah.
So what exactly is bothering you? Like there might be something bothering you. And I feel like it's going to start.
I'm trying to get assistance so I can move. And I've applied to programs. They say I'm eligible. They say they'll call you back. I'm not getting anywhere with anybody. And I have my health issues, so I'm not able to work right now.
Okay,
I need to move. So I'm a little stressed out. You've got to trust, okay?
And just open up, as we did in the beginning of the show, to the love that's available to you. And release all those emotions that are not love, okay?
Okay.
And Archangel Uriel is going to help you with your emotions, if you'll allow him, to really clear everything up, okay? And he wants to help you. And he's saying, Jennifer, just, call upon me. And he's going to come in and he's going to connect with you. And you're going to feel differently. You're going to feel differently. You're going to think differently. You're going to feel your heart overflowing with unconditional love. So releasing is really important at this time. That's what I was getting. Mm-hmm. Like it's really important to release what you're holding on to. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And give all of this to God. Let go and let God is what I'm getting. Give heaven all that anxiety. Exhale anything that no longer serves you upward to heaven, okay? Your divine team is with you, and they're there to help you. You don't have to do anything alone, okay? And we know that you want to move, and the divine hears you, and they ask that you just, you let go, you let God handle things, and open up to the guidance they're trying to give you, and expect things to move forward in a positive manner, okay?
Mm-hmm. I'll try.
You're at peace when you are at peace and, you're filled with happiness and love and joy, you're going to see how things change really fast.
Okay?
So you've got to just be open to the signs that your angels are trying to give you. And as I said in the beginning of the meditation, just say thank you. You say thank you now prior to anything coming your way to say, I have faith, and I know you're going to work some magic in my life. Thank you. I'm so grateful. Okay, as you do, like I said, you're going to get all these messages from the angels, and you're going to see doors are going to open. All your concerns are going to, they're just going to fade away. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
So really, in reality, there's absolutely nothing to worry about. Okay?
Okay.
But you've got to trust. Okay? You've got to trust. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting, all your needs are going to be met. Another thing is, see money as energy. Don't have that attachment to money, okay?
Okay.
When we see money as love or we see money as energy, we don't have that attachment, and the universe is going to make sure that you are provided for. All you have to do is follow the guidance that you're going to get from your divine team, and, all is going to fall into place. It truly, truly is. So, the worries that you have presently, I know that they're all going to be taken care of. But you've got to let go, and you've got to let God. And you're going to see how things, you know, just magically almost fall into place. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm getting, you know, I see the sun shining on you. And, you know, the more that you just let go and let God, you're going to see the more you're gonna feel that life is going to be better each and every day, hon. Okay? So,
yeah,
and I'm getting, you know, like, they're showing me a beautiful garden, and the angels are saying, Jennifer, you've already planted the seeds. All you have to do is have faith, and soon you will see that beautiful garden grow. And when that garden grows, you're going to, you know, you're going to see that you will have what you, you know, you've been wanting. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
So embrace this energy, embrace the power of your heart, the love, and just pay attention to the signs that you're getting. Okay? I do feel you have amazing abilities, and you're going to come more into alignment with all that you're here to do. Okay? I see you walking a path, and the angels are saying, this is your path of divine wisdom. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So this is a time for changes. It's a time for a major shift, and all you have to do is go with the flow. You know, and don't try to overanalyze everything. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, connect with that beautiful energy in your heart and connect with your divine team and know that all is well. Okay?
Okay.
So that's what I have. I hope that helped you. And I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. And I thank you
so
for
much.
Calling in, hon.
Thank
God
you.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Jennifer. It's Mary.
Hi.
What a beautiful message, and I have something similar as well. The first thing I'm going to say is a quote from Louise Hay, which I live by now, and it's on my website, my business website, is every thought we think is creating our future, which it is. I mean, we ourselves create our own future. So when you say, you know, nothing's working out, it's going to continue not working out until you say it is working out for my highest good. You know, so relinquish the fear, you know, and remember that we are creating our future with our words alone.
Right.
And then since you wanted guidance, I asked ask your guides, Oracle deck, and the card deprivation came in, and it says, and prosperity guides, whether because of a sudden change of circumstance or long-term patterns of lack, you may find yourself feeling overly concerned about your finances and security right now. You might be worrying that there won't be enough to meet your needs, so you're trying to conserve every penny. Your fears may even cause you to unconsciously seek others to reassure you or guarantee your needs in some way. The trouble with allowing these fears to take over is that your insecurity will be felt by others and they will step backwards, fearful of being used for your security, creating a cycle of even more deprivation. This cycle, this circle of fear and lack drives up the well of prosperity even further. Happily, your prosperity guides are here to help you reverse this vibration. They inform you that hoarding or withholding in any way goes against the divine flow of the universe, and it's the opposite of what's called work to create prosperity. The universal laws of prosperity state that we receive what we give. The universe does not lack. Lack only exists in our minds. The true source of poverty is an indication that we've disconnected from our divine source, which causes low self-esteem. This is the true source of lack in any area of our life, whether it's money, comfort, security, or even love. To get back into the flow of things, your prosperity guides urge you to reconnect to the source by being generous in all ways. Any stingy tendencies, even with yourself, only keep you cut off from divine supplies. Reclaim your self-esteem by recognizing that you're a trust fund baby of the universe. Your needs will be met easily. If you open your heart to receiving the universe's gifts, connect to the flow by sharing what you can, a smile, a compliment, your assistance, your time, your prosperity guide's message. Tap into the abundance of the universe by sharing your heart. And it's so true what it's saying here, because I'm so tingled because, you know, like I walk on the boardwalk near my apartment, my complex, and all I do is smile at people, even strangers, because mm-hmm. you know what? A smile goes a long way. That's like giving mm-hmm. back. You know, that's even opening the door for somebody. You know, anything mm-hmm. you do with kindness, with heart, with love is just the universe is open to giving it right back to you a thousandfold. But I love that universe trust fund baby.
Yeah.
That was funny. That was so cute. Yeah. So, again, you know, like every thought we think is creating our future. So don't think lack of. And anything that you need to remove out of your life, I feel like, you know, something that brings not a great memory, like anything that doesn't serve you in the home, you know, like maybe donating stuff if you need to declutter or whatever, you know, it's really good as well to allow the divine flow, you know, to continue because the prosperity guides are here to help you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I hope that helps, Jennifer. And I'll send you over to Liz.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Liz.
I immediately
what are you picking up for me?
Say, I am laughing hysterically at the trust fund baby of the universe. I even wrote it down because I'm like, I'm using that again. We're finally all trust fund baby. So immediately after you asked your question, I wrote down, relax, bumps in the road are putting us where we need to be. So the reason things are being delayed, there's a reason they're being delayed. You know, either something better is coming along or it's preventing you from having trouble, really. So
I understand.
Control the things.
So it's a blessing, actually, in disguise.
Yes. You got it. The first card I pulled was divine timing. So, in order to keep your mind at ease, control the things you can control. Your mental health is in your control. Do things to take care of yourself each day. Make sure you're drinking enough water. Make sure you're, taking at least 5 minutes a day to meditate or, you know, sit in silence.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're taking a walk every day, you know. Even if it's, you know, if your health prevents you from taking a long walk, just take a short walk. Even if it's, you know,
I
walking
a lot, though. I make myself.
Good. You know, read a book every day or a short story or something, you know, poems, whatever it is that you enjoy, do a little reading. A little reading that's not news or
The
social
drama
media.
Of the day. I know.
Go somewhere else. and it could be poetry. It could be a blog post. You know, if you have someone you follow that puts up blogs and you don't have time to read them, that's a good time. You know, pick that. Stuff like that, because that's going to keep you focused on, that's the things you can control, right?
You don't have
any control over when these agencies call you back, when housing opens up and is available, you know, when people can help you move. But you do have control over what you do each day. So start there. And just breathe and know that the universe is working for you. The best thing is coming your way. And we just have to be patient. It's going to work out for your highest and best good. It's just divine timing. When I was shuffling for you, I had three cards pop out, actually. And divine timing was the first one. The second one is romance and connection. I don't believe that it's really about bringing someone else into your life right now. You doing this mental
I'm not ready for
mental
that.
Health
I don't
work.
Want to meet anybody.
Right. Well, you doing this mental health work, this is about you romancing and connecting with yourself and really fully loving yourself and who you are, being in love with yourself and being in love, because you're going to make a little transformation doing this self-control work, to keep your mental health good while you're waiting. Because this stuff, you know, if you practice every day, it helps you to become less stressful, and you'll find a transformation within yourself. So you're going to really fall in love with you. And then the last card is and it says angel. Her wings are all rainbow colored. She's all rainbow colored, and she's dancing. So everything's going to work out perfectly. You're going to be happier than you originally thought you were going to be. So just trust and believe that the universe is bringing everything in your path just in the right way, in the right time, and that the bumps in the road are just they're preventing us from obstacles or bigger problems, you know, the things that aren't meant for us. It's detouring us.
Okay.
From. So keeping us safe.
I will. Right. Thank you.
So let
okay.
us know when everything works out, Jennifer. We'd love to hear from you.
I will. Okay, thank
okay.
you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Have
yep.
a great night.
You too. Bye.
How cool. Oh, that was
yeah.
beautiful. Oh, whew. Boy, the energy is, I think, DC, you're radiating right through to us. All right, are we ready for caller two?
We
yes,
are.
Of course.
Okay. Area code 951, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hey, it's Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi. How are you all doing?
We're
good,
doing great.
We're doing great.
Yeah. Great.
Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yeah, I just wanted to see if I could get a message from Spirit or if you're playing a card.
Okay.
Whatever you,
well, you know what, Nathaniel, that's right. You know, that was the right thing to say because the first thing that I heard, it's DC, is that you're worried, you know, about maybe abundance coming in. And the angels are saying,
about what,
Nathaniel, are you visualizing what you are wanting?
Right.
Do you feel it as if it's already here? You've been, you know, putting it out there maybe to the universe, maybe to your angels. You know, I don't know what's, you know, coming for me. You sort of feel like you're almost in a rut, but you're not. Because this is a time, Nathaniel, where you decide what it is that you want next. Okay? You have to let go of
okay.
any fear that you're holding on to, and you've really got to connect with, you know, those beautiful heart's desires. And I feel
super.
Like your divine team is with you, and they're going to help you to really connect with those dreams and go forward and on that beautiful path and have, you know, have what it is that you are wanting, okay? But you've got to, you know, you've got to do your part. You've got to have courage to really go after your dreams. You've got to get rid of any excuses. You've got to let go of fear. And you've got to be all in, Nathaniel. Okay? And I do feel like you have amazing talent that, you know, needs to be shared with the world. That creative part of you, the world is waiting for. So you've got to, you know, be a little bit more brave. And Archangel Michael is with you. And he's going to help you by walking with you. And he's saying, beloved Nathaniel, I am with you and I will help you to walk the path that will connect you with your dreams. So don't be afraid, Nathaniel, okay? There's nothing to be afraid of whatsoever, okay? And, you know, in the past you have created. You have accomplished things. And I'm getting, you know, there's so much more for you to do. So I'm getting the word success, and I'm also getting physical healing, Nathaniel, okay? So don't be afraid to go forward and really, you know, do what it is that you've been wanting to do, okay? And connect with your joy. The angels are saying, beloved Nathaniel, connect with your joy. Enjoy every moment. No matter what is going on, you can still find, you know, a reason to be joyful. There's going to be blessings. There's going to be opportunities. There's going to be transformation. So think about more, you know, more of what your heart desires each day, Nathaniel, to help you to get closer, okay, on your beautiful
okay.
path. And I don't know if you were with us since the beginning of the show, but I really feel like you've got to, you know, open your heart a little bit more and allow that beautiful love to come in. Okay? I feel at times you might think a little bit too much, Nathaniel. And it's time to, you know, to experience. It's time to do things and not think as much as you have been. And, you know, allow everyone to get to know the real Nathaniel. Okay? So as you walk that path, you know, there's nothing to fear because
Archangel Michael. He's saying, Nathaniel, beloved, I am with you, okay? And I do feel, as I had told you, you know, in the past, amazing things are coming your way, okay? There may be some challenges, but you can get over whatever hurdles are coming, okay? And just, you know, allow the fear to melt away like butter and connect with all that is in your heart. And I feel like your light, Nathaniel, when you let others see your light, you are amazing. And your light is going to bring more light into our world as you fulfill your purpose. The more, you know, the more happier you become, the more light that you emit, okay? So going forward, Nathaniel, and just, you know, allow your beautiful divine team to help you. You don't have to do this alone, okay?
Precious.
So that's
thank
what
you.
I have for you, hon. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies, and I thank you so much, Nathaniel, for calling in this evening.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Hi, thank Nathaniel. You. It's great to have you on the show. It's Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. Okay, so I picked two cards for you, one from the postcards from Spirit, and the other one is the universe, notes from the universe. So the first one I'm going to read is postcard from Spirit, and it says, Dear you, do you feel like you need to do all the work and fix everything for everyone, or you might have no value? Maybe you think you need to control everything, or else nothing will get done, be healed, or be completed, etc. You may think you need to conform to what others expect of you or choose a course of action to manipulate an outcome, but we don't think that would be a good choice. How about this? Even if it makes you temporarily uncomfortable, do something different. Set that boundary. Delegate responsibility to another. Ask for your needs to be met first. And when faced with an impossible situation or sticky, enmeshed relationship, repeat this mantra, I didn't cause it, I can't control it, and it's not my job to cure it. Then carry on. Feels good, doesn't it? The best part is everything just seems to work beautifully and honestly in the end. Love you so much. Then I wanted to pick for you a positive affirmation from Louise Hay, and I got, I am in the process of positive change because you are. Nathaniel, and I am willing to let go and let God. You know, sometimes it's really difficult for us to let go and let Source or God or whomever, you know, you relate to. And, you know, we should because, you know, they have, they really have our best interests, you know. And then the last card that I picked for you was notes from the universe because I know DC mentioned universe, so the first thing I said, okay, I need to pull a card from there. And it says, if I could make just two wishes, I'd wish I could somehow convey to you the profound depths of my gratitude for every moment of your life. I'd also wish that you could somehow know of your unimaginable importance, just as you are, as you now are to the lives of so very many people. And of course, I'd wish for even more wishes. Oh, shoot. You were such a good idea from the universe. So you see the gratitude of every moment of your life. It's so cute. I mean, I love these cards, the notes from the universe. This is on love and the connection to the universe. So it's so great. So, you know, they're really, the universe is very happy for you. And they're very grateful for you. So just keep, you know, stay positive. I know it's difficult at times, but letting go and letting God is very important. And remember that every thought we think is creating our future. You know, that's going to be my motto. So I'm going to, I hope that helps, Nathaniel. It's so great to have you on the show, and I'll switch you over to Liz.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hey, thanks,
it's Liz. I got two cards for you, and the first one is the Ringmaster of Scrutiny, which when I pulled it, I laughed, and I was like, what am I laughing for? And I realized because it's the total opposite of what you do now. you scrutinize, but you scrutinize yourself right out of doing anything at all. So you are the director of your future. You decide and choose what you want. Only speak what you want only. And I, this was a message that I wrote down while DC and Mary were talking. And I'm going to say that line right there, that sentence, only speak what you want only, that is not written in my handwriting. So that's a message for you specifically. And then the second card I pulled for you is spiritual growth. And it, just to see the good and believe and trust in the magic of the unseen universe, right? Because right now you've had all these ideas and you've had all these thoughts and you've talked yourself right out of them. You've not allowed yourself, you've found every reason why something won't work out, and it hasn't. Talked yourself out of it. You've got to push forward and just believe that it's going to happen and let the universe take you on its wings and fly. Because if you just allow and let things happen and not worry about how it's going to get done, when it's going to get done, where it's going to get done, things are just going to unfold. You're going to be like on this little wave, just riding it to success and to the happiness that you want to have. But you've got to let it, you've got to write down specifically what you want. Don't talk about anything you don't want. Don't think about anything you don't want. Only think about the things you want in your life. If it's happiness, if it's, you know, security, if it's whatever it is, only think about those things and believe that you have them. Believe they're coming because they are. Don't think about them not coming. Because when you think about them not coming, you're pushing them away and you want them to come in. So say, I'm ready, universe, bring it in. Last night I did a card pull on my friend Michelle's page. Her and I pulled cards together, and she challenged everyone that was on there for tomorrow, 11-11, write a list of 11 intentions that you want to bring into your life now. So I want you to do that, Nathaniel. I want you to write down 11 things that you want tonight. Put it under your pillow and leave it there till next week, okay? Because you can make all this stuff happen. You can bring it all into your life. You just have to trust and let it come. Don't push it away. Just write them down and allow them to come to you. Know that the universe is providing them to you, and they're bringing them at the perfect time, okay? So that's my message for you. And you have, there's so much on its way for you. You just have to stop deflecting it. You're putting up a bubble. So let your bubble down and let the good in. Let it flow. Okay?
Yeah. Starting with the wonderful bit of not eating anything.
Find something good to eat tonight, even a greasy cheeseburger, and write down those 11 things that you want. Okay?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
They're coming. You're welcome, honey. Have a great night, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Have a good night, everyone.
You
have
too.
Have a good night, Nathaniel. God bless.
Oh. I'm going to have to re-listen to the show. I'm not even sure what's coming out of my mouth tonight.
Oh, I know.
Some of it. I'm like,
it's crazy. It's
like, wow.
It's just pain.
I felt
I don't know who
the
next
of the show. I don't think I'm
Mary, I don't know who the next
myself.
I'm not in the studio. So I have to ask the next caller, whoever you are, do you have a connection to Clifford the Big Red Dog? That was what I'm getting, so I don't know who's next. So I'll wait till you bring them on.
Okay.
I was going to say, I hope they do. I have one. We call my sister's boyfriend. His name is Cliff. We call him that. But I hope that they have a better connection than we do.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know what it means, but I'll ask. Okay.
All right. Area code 914. You're live with Angel Answers. And do you have a connection with the big red dog, Clifford?
Oh, no, but I think it's so cute.
Hello, cat.
Yeah, and I used to get on my
my dog Lucky when I was a little girl and try to ride him like a horse. Or like a
oh my gosh, so that is a connection to Clifford the Big Red Dog, definitely. Clifford, as we know, is big enough to ride for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, hysterical. Do you have a question for us tonight, Kat?
I do, please. Yes, of potential working partners. And actually, today I might have gotten a new opportunity, too. But there is this project that I have, and I was thinking of working with either Jared or Glenn, helping me, like, on a more one-to-one scale than he has in the past. I was wondering that. And then I ran into this person today. His name is Dennis. He might have an opportunity for me with his company. And so anything
okay.
around the situation.
Okay, so the first thing I have to ask you, Kat, this is DC.
Yes.
I got a day name, and you said Jared, okay?
Yes.
And working with him, I got a probably. I have to ask, does he have hair on the lighter end of the spectrum?
Yes, like an ash blonde, brownish, light brownish.
Yeah, because I'm like a blonde. Okay. He is very stable. He's trustworthy. He's enthusiastic. He has a little bit of a stubborn side, but for the most part, you know, he is a good person to work with, okay? So I definitely heard Jay before you said Jared, okay?
Wow.
Yeah, so I did get that. I'm just trying to see something here, though, with Jared. Okay, let's see. Okay, tapping into his energy a little bit. Okay, he's a leader, Kat. He loves to be followed, a lot of passion. He's got a lot of energy. He likes to be around people that have, you know, beautiful energy. Okay? Okay. Yeah, I just feel like his energy is really beautiful. And he's got a beautiful, playful side, too. You know, he loves to laugh. Let's see. Yeah, I like his energy. The only thing is you've got to watch with him. When I said stubborn, he gets frustrated at times. Okay? So, I mean, that could be a little bit of a challenge for him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So can you work with him? I'm getting yes. Okay. So I got a yes for him. And who was the other ones, one at a time?
Glenn,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. I got a maybe with Glenn. He has a little bit more frustration than Jared. He doesn't like to compromise. Okay, so
yeah.
I would be, like, fearful of him. And what was the other one?
Just today I was walking down the street with my mom, and I got, like, what could be an opportunity
okay.
With this gentleman named Dennis.
Okay, I got a maybe with Dennis, okay?
Okay.
I did get a maybe. So he does have a couple challenges right now. I feel like he's, is he working quite a bit right now? Because I feel like he's like a little bit.
Yeah.
Is he working now, Kat, or no?
I just met him. I don't know how, you know.
Okay, because I do feel like he's working, and he may be like a little stressed at the moment. Okay?
Yeah.
So he's got to do something that will help him to, you know, work at something he loves and get rid of some of those hours. I do feel like he's got a lot of stress. Okay?
Yeah.
He is spiritual. I'm getting that. Okay. And he trusts his intuition. And he's not, he trusts the intuition more than his logical side. Okay?
Wow.
But, I mean, if he used his logical side, too, it would be a little bit better. He seems like he's a little bit hard on himself, and he pushes himself a little bit too much. And he sort of can be a little forceful. So the first one with Jared is the one that I feel the best about, if that makes sense to you.
That's awesome. That's actually my favorite of the choices. Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
I am getting for you to have a little bit more patience. I feel like patience is called for at this time.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to see here. Have you been having, like, issues with your third eye? I feel like your third eye is pulsating because it's making my forehead hurt.
Wow.
I feel like your third eye is opening up and you're going to, your inner seeing is coming through. It's starting.
Wow.
Do you feel anything, like, in the third eye area, Kat, between your two physical eyes?
Not really, no.
Okay, well, you should.
It was itching a lot.
It was, I couldn't hear you. What was it doing?
Itching. Itching a lot.
Itching, yeah, it's starting, So I feel like, slowly, everything is falling into place. You are connecting with your dreams, okay?
Yeah.
And, I feel like this is a time for you to really look at things and to see how far you come and how far that you're going to go. Okay, so this is a time to really to sort of get your ducks all in a row, because when the time is right, you're going to have to move really fast.
Wow. Yeah,
okay, and yeah, and it's sort of like turtle speed right now.
Yeah.
But you're always moving forward.
Yeah.
Okay, so I do feel like before things really, shift into high gear, this is a time for you to laugh, to have fun, to connect with your inner child. Okay?
Yeah.
And you will move forward, like, at the right time. I do feel, we're into winter. I feel like, something major is going to happen. I mean, like, major, like, really, like, something big. But I don't feel like it's going to happen this season. Okay?
Okay.
So I feel like you're going to have to wait, like, a little while for the, like, the major thing to happen.
Like spring.
Yeah. In and around that time. That's basically what I'm getting. But you are, doing the work and everything. But right now I feel like this is a time for you to just, just take it back a notch. And, things are going to change. So this isn't a time to push. This isn't a time to resist. This is a time that you have to make sure that you don't get overwhelmed, okay? Stay in that attitude of gratitude and, say thank you. And things are going to move.
Yeah.
They're going to move fast when they do, and you're going to move into high gear, okay? There's going to be business opportunities. There's going to be unexpected opportunities. And, and just saying, Kat, you're going to be able to show me the money because it's going to be great, okay?
Oh, wow.
So that's what we have, and I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. And thank you for calling in this evening, Kat. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Love you. Yeah.
Love you, too. God bless.
Wow. What a beautiful message, Cece, and it also resonates with the card that flew out for Kat, which was the Creativity Guides card. And when you said patience, I was like, bingo. That's the card. It says patience, practice, reevaluation, and assessment. So they want me to read the card for you, Kat. It says, your creativity guides are advising you that there's no way to avoid risks if you wish to live a creative life. Stop worrying about making right and wrong choices and view all of them as creative opportunities. Be glad you have the freedom to make choices at all and realize that no matter what you choose, you'll create something. If you don't like the result, then simply go back to the drawing board and make new and hopefully better choices. Your creativity guides remind you not to look at life in terms of black and white, me against you, all or nothing. You're a creative spirit regardless of what else is going on in your life. Assess your creations with your appreciation and respect, whether good, bad, or indifferent. They all reflect your creativity. Celebrate everything you enjoy and don't fret over the rest. See your less desirable creations as interesting rough drafts and follow your creativity guide's advice. Go back to the drawing board. And then, Kat, just like the just like DC, I got a yes for Jared, no movement for Glenn, and Dennis, I wasn't sure. I didn't really get anything. I felt like it was a no because I kept swaying like a no, left to right. Yeah, so. And then earlier I picked a card for you from the Postcards from Spirit, and it says, "Dearest you, we here on the other side have one important thing to declare. Love is the answer to literally everything. We don't necessarily mean romantic or erotic love, although they are wonderful, but something above and beyond that. Everything alive in the world was first created by love. Spirit sends love to animate life and birth it into existence. Love is without conditions, and it is based in reverence and joyful respect for life. Love thrives when you focus on it, and we want you to turn away from anything that causes it to wane. Love is when you no longer see yourself as other, separate from, better or less than, etc. When you act as love, you give permission to the world to thrive and grow as it will. Can you let go of what is not love and ask, what would love do? Love is waiting for you always and forever. We just adore you over here." Aww. And in the back, there's an angel with a bow, a shooting bow, and it says, "You are loved," with a beautiful rose. Aww. It's so beautiful, Pat.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So, and I wanted to give you a Louise Hay quote for you, affirmation. I welcome miracles into my life.
Oh, I love that. I welcome miracles into my life. Yes.
Yes. And then the all-night favorite is going to be, "I am a trust fund baby of the universe." I love that one.
So true. So great.
I'm going to start saying that.
That's a t-shirt right there.
Well, Kat, it was nice connecting with you. I'll switch you over to Liz now. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Hi, Kat. It's Liz. And
when you were asking
your question, Jared and Glenn, I both felt kind of neutral on, like they would be fine partners. When you mentioned Dennis, we got like this flip-flop feeling in my stomach. And I was like, ooh, like it was kind of exciting. And then I didn't feel so good. And I was like, ugh. So it's one of those things that like too good to be true, maybe. You know how you get really excited about something and then it's not all that it's cracked up to be. So I would be hesitant with him. And then the first part I pulled was take a step back. And this was more about, as I looked at it more, it wasn't about your decision. It was about, well, it is about your decision, but it's your decisions going forward. And I agree with DC with your third eye opening, because this is an angel. The wings are all purple, and he's in this beautiful purple cloak, which tells me that he's, connected with the third eye and the crown and your connection to spirit in the higher realm. So, and going forward, when you have these decisions to make, you're being asked to, look at your choices. You step back, do a little meditation to get your answer. Ask your angels to show you a sign of which person to work with. Things like that, because you are opening up. And these are the things that are going to help strengthen that connection and help you to make those, when you have a stronger connection, then you're able to make instantaneous decisions, right? As soon as that creative thought pops in your head, you're going to know that that's the right answer. You're not going to look at it with your ego and pick it apart. And you're going to go, oh, yep, that's it. And those are going to be the bang ideas that just rock everything out of the world. So start tapping into yourself because you have this power. You have this ability to discern for yourself what's going to be the best way and the best way for you and the most successful way. So tap into it because you're letting it, you're giving your power away to everyone else by asking. You can bring all this power into yourself and use it, Right. And
right.
It won't only help with these decisions, but everything you do, all your work, all your creative endeavors, you'll know that the information that's popping into your brain is definitely sent from the divine, from spirit. And these are the ideas you're supposed to be implementing because they are successful. They are what's going to propel you forward.
That's amazing.
And the second card I got for you is the resting tree. And it's a little fairy sleeping under the roots of a tree, but it's also card number 22, which ties in so well with tomorrow being 11-11 because 11 plus 11 is 22. So this is definitely a divine number. So it's asking you to take some time tomorrow to time out, to meditate, to take some time for yourself, because that's going to help you again with that expansion in your third eye, with that connection, making it stronger. So make sure, you know, even if you don't have a day off, make sure you're taking some time that you set aside for you, for spiritual work, to be open and to listen to spirit. Okay?
Yes. Wow.
So,
amazing.
So you're being called to expand, Kat. You're being called to shine your light. And don't think that it's selfish to shine your light for yourself. Because you know what? When you work on yourself and you make yourself better, you become a brighter light that other people look up to. So don't think that shining your light always means that you have to be working with someone else and helping someone else. Sometimes it's just helping you and getting you better, because when people see your growth, they're inspired and they start to do the work too. So it's never selfish.
Wow.
All right.
Thank you. If I could,
you're
just
welcome.
Ask you, please, my mom has a question. Could I put her on with you ladies really quick?
Just a little.
She just wants to know if you could tell her, please, if you see her settlement coming through.
Let's see.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Well, let's see. I feel like it's coming. I feel a big warmth in my stomach, like things are on their way. And to just hold on, be patient, trust.
And Liz, I agree with you. I heard soon.
Wow.
Your mom has got to let go of it.
Soon.
She's holding on to the energy and it's blocking it. She's got to let go of it. Don't worry about it. Know that, you know, once you give it to the angels, you know, let go, let God, let the angels bring it to heaven, and it's not yours to worry about anymore. And you're going to see how things will start to move forward and soon.
Yay.
Your mom has like an emotional attachment that she's got to let go of, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I keep telling her something similar too. Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, ladies, so much for everything. God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're
welcome.
Have a good night, Kat.
You. Good night, Edmund.
That's like, her mother is always listening. She never asks the question. How nice.
she's a doll.
All right. Are we ready to keep moving along, ladies?
We are.
Yes.
These readings are on.
What energy, right?
Yes. All right. Area code 415, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, this is Anne from Washington State.
Hi, Anne.
Hello,
Anne. Do you have a question for us?
Hi, Anne.
Hi. I just got back from vacation, which was wonderful. So anything about what's coming up next and just some usual worries about, maybe I shouldn't have spent that much money or shouldn't have done that. So that kind of thoughts I know are not good to hang on to, just any things to get rid of that.
Okay, yeah, I agree, Anne. And the angels are saying, please, you know, do change that thinking, okay?
Yeah.
Because, you know, just keep saying all is well and allow them to help you to let go of your fears and to move forward to the freedom that you truly are deserving of, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm getting there's a lot of self-doubt and you're creating it. So you've got to let go of that and really just resonate with all the good that is meant to come. I am getting that things are going to happen really fast for you.
Oh.
There's going to be a lot of changes coming forward. And you can't hold on to fear, if that makes any sense to you.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I do feel, you know, once you say, you know, I open my arms wide to receiving my share of unlimited abundance.
Mm.
And know that you are worthy because it is your birthright, Anne, okay?
Right. Oh, yeah.
There's going to be happiness. There's going to be emotional fulfillment. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be amazing. Okay? So just know that you're, you know, you're worthy of all this. Okay? And I'm getting, you know, Anne, you know, keep saying positive affirmations. One would be, I succeed at everything that I do, because you have the, you know, you have the ability to do that. Okay? And my dog Ginger is coming in, and she's saying, you can expect more money and prosperity. Allow the angels to help you, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. It
and she's
was,
saying, but we're not.
It was a great time. It helped a lot. Relax.
Okay.
It was
and
very
she's
relaxing.
Saying, and she's, Ginger is coming in, my dog, and she's saying, you know, expect prosperity, expect money, but you got. We're not Santa Claus. It's not going to come down your chimney, okay?
Yeah, never. Yeah,
allow the angels to come in and help you. But I do see Archangel Raphael with you at this moment, and he's asking you to let go of the dis-ease you're holding on to. Not disease, but dis-ease, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, allow him to help you and I feel like he, you know, he has all this beautiful healing energy, and when you say yes and allow, he's going to surround you with this, and, you know, it's really going to help you, you know, to feel healthier and to go forward with a nice, clear mind, Anne, okay? So Archangel Raphael is with you, and just let him come in and, you know, bring more love and get rid of the fear that you're holding on to, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what I have, hon. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. God bless, Anne.
Hi, Anne. It's Mary. I'm laughing because I was trying to pull a card from the universe for you, and you're not going to believe this, like 10 cards fell. And they actually want me to give it to you. So I'm not going to, I'm going to read the top of all of them, but then, you know, I'll figure out, I'll ask them which one you really need to hear the message on the other side of. So the first one was keep it simple. You have more options than you realize.
Mm-hmm.
You have what it takes. Ooh, I got chilled with that one. You have more options than you realize. I got very chilled. So it says, sure is hard to get really angry at someone when you can think of all the reasons you love them. And you can.
Oh.
And then it says, you have what it takes. Okay, let's see. You've got time. Okay. Hubba, hubba. That's making me laugh. I got to read that one. you know that dreamy look of deep, soulful love you've sometimes seen in the eyes of another as they gazed into your own? Expect a lot more of it. Woo-hoo. The universe.
Woo.
Okay, they wanted me to give that to you. Okay, change is always good. Love in spite of it all. You will be surprised. Most people are just trying to survive. You'll find what you seek and dwell on what you love. Asking someone to change is like pruning a tree. Neither will ever be the same again. Scarier still is that you can't quite know in what new directions they'll grow. I wouldn't change a leaf on you, though, from the universe.
Wow.
Those are beautiful messages.
Written very funny, yeah.
And then last but not least, I picked the angel and ancestors message for you, and the wolf came out. And it's the winter card. It says, take care of your needs. Do everything you need to be at your best. Then move beyond your fears and limitations. And then it says, you have an opportunity to move beyond your fears. Although you may feel in the dark, get comfortable with being in the unknown and trust that the light within you will sustain you through what may seem a challenging process. Ask yourself what you need to do to feel supported and alive. You may uncover something from your past that you have buried deep. Know that when you unearth it and shed light on it, you create space for miracles. You may feel like a lone wolf right now, but it's time for you to be the alpha. Woo! Mm-hmm. When the winter card arrives in the future position of a spread or at the last card in a reading, it can also indicate that the coming winter will usher in important energies with regards to your question or intention. And I picked some affirmations for you as well from Louise Hay.
Great.
The first one is, I prosper wherever I turn. And then life supports me in every possible way. And I am a trust fund baby of the universe. I love that one. Sorry, I have to keep saying that one.
Yeah, good to hear.
All right, Anne, I'll switch you over to Liz. Thank you for
great.
Calling.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hi, Anne, it's Liz. And I had two great cards come out for you. I'm really, really excited. The first one is Power and Intention. So tomorrow being 11-11, I don't know if you were on earlier when we were talking to Nathaniel. I shared last night I was doing card pulls on my friend Michelle's page with her, and she challenged everyone to come up with 11 intentions that they want to bring into their life starting tomorrow, right, for 11-11. So I'm going to tell you, write down 11 things. Get 11 intentions out. Write them down. What do you want? What do you want to bring into your life? Don't write down anything you don't want. Just write down things you do want. And it's going to be very, very powerful. You know, put it under your pillow tonight, tomorrow, whenever. You know, keep reading them. Read them out loud. Read them to yourself in the mirror for the next couple of days to really put them out there and give them power in the universe. Because what we speak is what we bring in. So make sure, you know, the power of your words is so intentional and so important, because what we say is what we bring towards us. And remember that, you know, even our thoughts. And the second card was the Eagle King, the big picture in angelic help. So Mary had the wolf for you. I'm giving you the eagle as well. And I believe that you have spirit on your side. You know, spirit is there for you to ask, to show you the sign. You know, it's, hey, show me, show me, show me. They will show you. Just ask for their help. You know, and the spirit, and the eagle represents renewed life. So this is this time of renewal. You're starting something new. You're going to start a new chapter.
Yeah.
And it's all going to be exciting.
For sure.
So be, you know, be ready, be open to it. But also know that the eagle is known for soaring high above and seeing everything from a higher vision than everyone else, right? Sees the bigger picture. So remember, you're coming from a different angle now than you were before. You know more. You have more knowledge. So you get to bring all of that with you into the new experience. And make sure that you stay that way, open and able to see all the, you know, try to keep the blinders off and see all sides of what's going on. You know, see where everyone is coming from and be open and understanding. And again, you know, call on that angel team. You can call on them every day. Every morning I get up and I invite them to come and, show me, show me what I need to do today, you know, bring me the people that need to see me, whatever it is, you know, just put those things in my path so they're there. And it's not so much always about me, what I need to get, but sometimes there's people that need to be connected with my energy too. So bring those people to me so I can help them, so I can show them a better way.
So,
that's
you know,
great. Yeah, I've never done that, written the 11 things on 11-11, so I will definitely do that.
Yeah, I think that's great. And the Eagle King is card number 12. So I'm going to say what I really got from that was don't stop on 11-11. Make sure you do it the next day as well so that you have that energy moving. You know, keep it going. Keep the momentum going because words, once we, you know, we think the words, we write them down, they get more power. And then when we speak them, we give them even more power. And when we're putting full intention behind them, that's so powerful. You know, make sure you're speaking those things that you want with confidence and with, you know, grace and with the belief that you deserve them because you do. We all deserve everything that life has to offer. None of us are unworthy of anything. We're all worthy of all the good things. So, you know, you do deserve them. Don't be ashamed. Don't feel like you're being selfish. You know, a lot of times we let those things get in our way. Say, no, I deserve this, you know, and believe it. Believe it in your heart and your soul. And then allow the universe to deliver to you. So that's what I have for you, Anne. And I hope that helps you. You have a new start coming, and you should be excited.
Wonderful.
And you, because you're deciding what it's going to be. You're planning your future. You are, as Mary says, the, how does it go, Mary? I always screw it up. You're the designer of your future.
Oh, every thought we think is creating our future?
Yes. Yeah.
That one? The one I have on my site? Yeah.
Yeah.
let's live by that one. Every thought we think is creating our future.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because that's our, you know, thoughts are an intention. Thoughts are words. So keep them positive. Keep them in your best interest, not in the things you don't want. So absolutely. And give us a call
back
and let us know how the thing goes.
Yeah, I sure will. I'll keep listening. And everything that you say to everyone else is always helpful as well. So thanks so much for having such a great show.
Oh, thank you for listening. And you're right. You bring up a good point that, you know, the messages that we give to other people, sometimes they're meant for more than just the person that we're speaking to. They're meant for other people that are listening if they resonate with them, for sure. So thank you for that. We'll put you on.
Yeah, that's a beautiful reminder.
Yeah.
That's absolutely beautiful because whoever's listening, no matter who we're speaking to, the angels, you know, can connect with you as well to bring you that message. So if it resonates with you, take it, you know?
Absolutely.
That's a great reminder.
Life tips out there.
Yes.
So, are we ready, ladies, for our next caller?
Yes.
Okay. Area code 386, you're live with Angel Answers. Do we have your first name?
Hi, this is Cindy. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hi,
Cindy. Do you have a question for us?
I was wondering if you can just maybe tune into what you see going on with Mark and our situation and if there's any kind of situation, communication with Rebecca.
All right.
Okay, so when you said with Mark, I just want to pick up on his energy first. My dog Ginger was, you know, talking to me prior to you coming on, and I heard you can't teach an old dog, you know, new tricks. And then Joan Rivers came in, and she said, yes, you can. If you really want to, you can. So with Mark, I feel like there's fear and there's doubt in regard to this relationship.
From him?
I don't know who it's from. Around the relationship, there is doubt and there is fear. And the doubt and fear are coming, you know, it's sort of like a blockage to really having, you know, the fulfillment that, you know, be there. But I am getting, you know, there is fear and doubt.
Okay. Well, there was a third party named Rebecca that was kind of doing some flirting, and I think there was some phone numbers exchanged, and I just don't know if it's gone any further than that, if there's communication there. Could you tell me what that's about?
Okay. I'm not picking up, you know, that from the angels. They're not giving me the answer to that. Okay. Just like I said, I got that between you and he, there was like fear and doubt with one of you. Okay. So that's what they're giving. They're giving me in regard to that, Cindy. Okay. I also heard, like, you know, out with the old and in with the new. So, you know, does this relationship, does it serve you at this time? Is, you know, but I feel like, you know, like you said, to really give the relationship a fair chance, you know, I don't know if it's on your side or his, but there's doubt and fear that has to be removed. Okay, so that's what they're giving me in regard to that. Okay, there is some doubt and there's some fear. So I'm not getting if it's on your side or his side, but with the angels, like I can't pick up, you know, the relationship between he and, you know, the woman that you were speaking of, because neither are here. Okay, I can pick up on like an energy of someone with you. Okay, okay.
Well. Yeah, I just wanted to, I guess the question there was if that energy is just regarding him and I, or is there a third party in the middle of it now?
Yeah, all I can pick up is, like you said, the energy, you know, between you and he. The angels won't give me that because it's sort of like a HIPAA, like with angels, you can't, you know, ask about someone that is not there. Okay. But I am getting for you to expect the best out of love. Like I said, I'm not, you know, able to pick up on someone else that you're wondering about. Like I said, I could pick up on someone you're connected with, but I'm not allowed to pick up
when
on
do you
someone.
See the next, okay. When do you see next communication will be then with him and me?
Okay. I'm getting a number two. It could be 2 weeks, all the way from two days, 2 weeks, 2 months. But they're showing me the number two. And there could be some positive change coming. Okay. Just trying to see what they're showing me. I'm sort of getting like, you know, the angels are wanting you to have a little bit more of a sense of humor, if that makes sense. Okay. So it's sort of like, you know, don't let this situation make it, like, too crazy, okay? And, okay. Yeah, I mean, that's all they're giving me. But I, like you said, you asked about the next communication. I did get the number, the two. So it could be 2 weeks, 2 days. Or it could be actually, you know, 2 months, but they said like two, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm just trying to see if I could pick up a little bit on his energy. Okay. I mean, it shows me that the angels are showing me that, you know, he puts energy into his relationships. I'm getting that he doesn't feel like he's getting what he's giving. He may not be connecting, you know, beyond you with the right people, okay? But he has to do his work to get what he's wanting, and I feel like he's right now he could do a little bit better, okay? Okay, and I do feel like he struggles at times, you know, to listen to what is in his heart, okay? So the angels, like you said, you know, they didn't write him off 100%, okay? So to give it like, you know, maybe to give it some time, I'm not getting, you know, like where they wrote him off 100%.
Okay.
Okay? But it's up to you to just visualize what you are wanting, okay? Visualize what you're wanting from love and make sure that you're loving yourself first and you're doing your part as well. Okay? So I feel like you've got this beautiful energy, and the energy that you have within you can change, you know, the energy in a relationship. So that's what I have. You know, just stay positive about love, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. Thank you for calling in, hon.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hi, Cindy. I got, I pulled a card from the Ask Your Guides just because I wasn't sure what they wanted to give you. And I got the Exhaustion card. And I know Zizi mentioned the number 2. So it's funny that mm-hmm. this card is number 20 in the deck. So I don't know if that's relevant to number 20 or number 2 because it's the second time that we see it too. And then it says, your divine helpers are here advising you that while it's essential that you do everything in your power to fulfill your goals, it's equally important to know when to back off and allow the universe to work its magic on your behalf. You've done enough. Allow these beautiful and highly competent guides to step in and take over. Your enthusiasm is your gift. But unless it's properly contained, it can undermine your best intentions. Your divine helpers gently remind you that just as plants need water to grow, too much will drown their ability to blossom. The same principle applies to your efforts. Overdoing is fear in disguise. Do not allow it to keep you in the manic mode. Give yourself more breathing space. Trust that your divine helpers are on the job overseeing your success so you can rest. You need to let go and turn responsibility over to others. Just because you need rest doesn't mean that they do. Ask your divine helpers for assistance in this. They know better than you what you need right now. Ease up and let them work their miracles. Their message is rest. And in this card, this person is like lying on stairs, and these angels are just bringing them stars. And the card is green, which reminds me Archangel Raphael is green, and he's the healer of the heart, you know. So you can call in Archangel Raphael to work with you, you know, and heal your heart and open your heart to either, you know, love with Mark or you know, with someone else to heal. But I picked 2 cards for you, and I was chilled when they came out, the notes from the universe. And the first one says, you needn't worry. And it says, there's no one in your life who hasn't always loved you. They're all just learning how to show it. Big, silly, the universe. I thought that was so cute. And then the other one is forgive. Of course, anger can always be justified. But then, so can forgiveness. Just depends on how much more you want from the adventure. Go for God, the universe. So you needn't worry and forgive, you know. But again, it's up to you and use your intuition.
Okay.
Okay. But before all that, we must love ourselves too, you know. So it's really good to, you know, love ourselves and say I love you in the mirror, which I always say every morning. It's really good to do the mirror work.
Okay.
Okay. And
thank
I'll switch you over to, you're so welcome, Cindy. I'll switch you over to Liz now.
Okay, thanks. Hi, Cindy. It's Liz. So I have 3 cards. This is pretty interesting how they came out. I picked from the Wisdom of the Hidden Realms by Colette Baron-Reed for the first 2, and I got the Camel Boy and the Chess Queen. And I was like, oh, this is perfect. So each one is about each of you. So the Camel Boy is the small steps in asking for help. And this is definitely a young boy on the back of a camel. And he's playing a flute, which just made me, like, definitely immature, right? Not still learning, you know, how to be in a relationship, still learning how to love the right way. But also carefree and fun. Well, but still fun. I don't mean immature in like a young 20-year-old way, okay? I mean like immature in the
in a good sense that he likes to have fun. He's fun-loving and playful. But just like all of us, we're still learning how to be in a relationship, you know, for the most part. Relationships should be fun. We should have fun with the person we're with. We should enjoy spending time with them. And, you know, it should be fun. Sometimes if someone's a little bit too playful, sometimes they help those of us that are a little too not playful and too, you know, stringent and on one path of, you know, what we think love should be, because we think that we need to, you know, find that person, do, you know, these steps, A, B, and C, because that's what everyone else does. And no two relationships are the same. Everyone has their own energy. They have their own way that they should unfold and naturally flow. And when we don't allow that to happen, that's a lot of times when they don't work out. So the other interesting thing about this card is it's number 33, which again, with tomorrow being 11-11, 33 is also a multiple of 11, so it's a divine number. The number 3, of course, is a divine number. It is the alignment of the mind, body, soul. And the card that represents you, the chess queen, is number 30. So this is definitely a divine connection that you're supposed to have. Might it not be the only relationship, the last relationship that you have? That's possible. Definitely a relationship that you are meant to be in. It's a relationship that's going to teach you and help you to grow in a new way, which is beautiful and very important, because we should want to open our heart and love. I don't know if you were on at the beginning of the show. DC did a beautiful meditation with opening our hearts, because the card that represents you, the chess queen, it says trust and strategizing. And she has her back turned with her arms crossed across her chest, which is showing that you're not open to love. You want things to go this way and this way only. And we can't do that. We need to be open. We need to, you know, allow other people in our lives and around us. When you asked about the other woman, I don't feel at all like there's any relationship. I didn't get any of that sense. But if you start to think that, that's what you're going to bring in. So remember that as well, because our thoughts create our future. So you don't want to think that. He's just a person. He's friendly. He's outgoing. He likes people around. He likes to spend time with other people. You know, and you will really have a good time in that mode too. But you've got to open yourself up and allow for these other friends to come in, for other people to enjoy you and to know you, and to give love a chance. Because a lot of times we bring the energy of past relationships where we've been hurt into new relationships. We have to leave all that stuff where it was. That relationship's over. This is a new one. It has its own course, its own way it's going to go. And we have to be open to allow it to happen. And then as Mary talked about in her card being all green and the healing energy of Archangel Raphael, the last card I pulled for you from the Angel Guides deck is Compassion. And she's an angel with green wings and a big green fiery heart in the middle of her chest. And this is all about a time for you to open your heart and experience love in a new way, in a way that makes you happy and heals everything that you knew before about love, all the bad things that you have connected with it. This is going to be a new, fun-loving time if you allow it to be. But you've got to open yourself to the chance and take the risk, take the leap, and just enjoy it and have fun. Because if you're not having fun, then it's not worth it at all. Okay? So I hope that helps you. I know it was a little, maybe a little abrupt, but it was, I still think, a beautiful message, because there's definitely a connection here that you're supposed to be making. And if you let yourself, you're going to have a really, really beautiful time and enjoy it. So.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And call us back and let us know what happens. We'd love to hear from you.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Whew. Looks like we have a couple callers left. I don't know if we can get them both in, but
yeah.
We'll write the numbers down here, and I'll pick up the first one, Mary, and we'll see what
okay.
we can do. How's
okay.
that? All right.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Area code 828, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Sure, it's Stan. How y'all doing?
Good, Stan. Do you have a question
Good.
For us?
Boy, you ladies do a really nice job. That was beautiful. Beautiful work.
Wow. Thank you.
You know, it's not so easy to get those vibrations and be able to convert it into language. Yeah, trying to find the right words to say it all.
Yeah, sometimes it's not.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, okay. Just out there. I don't think I've called into this show before, and should I ask a question, or are y'all picking up on
Whatever
something already?
Whatever you want
or?
To do. If you want to, if you can ask a question if you'd like, or you can ask for a general message, it's up to you.
Yeah, I really don't like the idea of asking for a general message. I like the idea of
okay.
maybe one of you is getting a vibe already and just got to say something, or I
I'm
should
excited,
ask
Stan.
A question.
I don't know
you
what
know,
that is,
question.
But I'm super
well,
excited.
Well, you know what, Stan, this is DC, and my dog Ginger's on the other side, and she's one of my guides. And the first thing that I'm getting is from the song, Make a New Plan, Stan. Okay?
Love
and
that
think
one.
About and focus on what you want to manifest. Visualize it and feel it like it's already here, okay? So the first thing I've got, like I said, is make a new plan, Stan, okay? Because I feel all this new energy around you. I don't know if you're thinking about employment, if you're thinking about moving, you know, somewhere, but there's like this big whoosh of energy, and this is a time of movement, okay?
Okay, is it okay to say something now?
Sure, that would help. Yeah, that would be great. Yep.
Okay. I'm ending a marriage. We're in the separation stage, but...
I was getting that, and you didn't bring it up, so I didn't bring it up myself, but angel Daniel is the angel of marriage to help, you know, help you both at this time, okay?
Yeah.
So I was...
So I'm in this...
Go ahead, hon.
I'm fine with the thing being over. It was just weird how it happened, but I was ready. I was ready for it. Okay. So, but I'm in this place where it's like I've got this like window of incredible opportunity to, you know, create something new.
Yeah,
and,
I feel you do as well.
Yeah.
So you are going
to
create something.
Absolutely. I just want to add that, and I'm going to leave that and let you talk. Okay.
Okay, Stan. Well, I'm in agreement with you, and I feel like I'm getting, you know, just trust. There's going to be miracles, but you've got to release some of the old energy from that relationship and, you know, allow the angels to help you to release it, hon, okay?
Yeah.
Because going forward, there's a lot of movement. You don't want to bring any toxic energy forward, okay?
Yeah, that's
so the angels
that's
are with
thing,
you, and
sure.
if you allow, they're going to help you to get rid of that energy, okay?
Okay,
what
does that mean? What does that mean, what you just said? If I allow...
Well, I mean, saying that, you know, allowing means there's some energy that is not positive, it's not love within you.
Right.
And it's not your fault, but it's just, it's there, and if you allow the angels to help you to get rid of that energy, you're going forward with a clean slate.
Good.
Okay?
That's good, because I definitely... feel it, and I want it to be gone because I'm already, if this makes any sense, I'm already energetically where I want to be, and
right.
this stuff is kind of like, it's, you know, it needs, I need to like shake off so I can cleanly.
Okay,
though.
Well, the angels are going to come in. You did say yes, correct?
Yes.
And they're surrounding you with this beautiful healing light, and you're going to have peace, and you're going to be in a more harmonious state. So allow them to continue to work with you even after the show. I do want to turn you over to the ladies, but I just have to ask you, is there someone named Karen that you know?
Not in my easily accessible memory, no.
Okay, well, just hold on to that name. I don't know, you know, in reference to, it might be someone you're going to meet. It might be someone that's going to help you. But I'm going to turn you over to the ladies before the show ends. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Stan. So,
hi, who's this?
Now I know. This is Mary. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
I keep forgetting to introduce myself. I felt excitement when you called, and the excitement was I was connecting to your energy, the heart, how excited you are for this new change and this new life. And I picked one affirmation for you. So normally I give affirmations, and I pull two cards for you as well. So affirmation I picked for you was, I am in the positive change. So because that's what you are. You're in the process of positive change. And don't forget, I don't know if you listened from the beginning of the show, every thought we think is creating our future. So it's good that you have that nice attitude of, why am I thinking of gratitude? So it's good to have that. If you do have that, it's good, because they just reminded me to say that to you, attitude of gratitude. And then this is the card that I pulled for you. It says, dearest you, selfless giving is an elixir so sweet and life-giving and amazing that it should be customary for everyday living. Right now, generosity is being asked of you. Let go of a debt, release an obligation, or do a solid kindness to someone for no other reason than an exercise of the heart. You will be surprised how quickly a generous heart is repaid. We know it often doesn't happen in the immediate exchange, so temper your expectations. Know that life has an uncanny way of sending miracles seemingly unrelated to your kindness, yet interconnected in magical ways. The more you ask from generosity, the bigger your heart grows, and the more love and abundance you will experience. We also know that someone could be entering your life with a generous offer for you. I'm so chilled, Stan. Take it and trust you are worthy and deserving of it. You have to receive, not just give. Wow, I'm so chilled. It says, we love you so very much over here. And in the back, there's a beautiful angel with a bow and arrow, and it says, with love. Wow, that was amazing. And
cool.
Then, you know, as I was pulling cards from notes. Yeah, this is a topper for you. The note from the universe, it says, karma is on your side. If you could read all the minds that I read, hear all the prayers that I hear and beat all the hearts that I beat, I wonder if you even believe how often you're thought of, talked about, and fallen in love with. It's payback time. Andale, the universe.
Holy cow.
I thought that was so cute, because as soon as I connected to your energy, my heart was racing. Like, it was just opening because the excitement that you're feeling, I felt it. So, and that's all.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm reeling.
So,
thank you, Mary.
You're welcome, Stan. I'll switch you over to Liz now.
Holy cow.
Hi. Hi, Stan. It's Liz.
Hi, Liz.
I pulled two cards for you. But the first thing I heard as DC was talking to you, say to yourself, I release what no longer serves me. And you can do this every morning. You can do it every night before you go to bed. But do it for a week. You know, I release what no longer serves me. That'll help you to let go of those, those feelings and things that you that you're not sure, because sometimes we're not sure where we're holding on to them not at. So
right.
That affirmation kind of helps us to do that. And I don't know if you've listened to our show before, but created, and when I sent it out to people, I included with it a dry erase marker. And Mary is good at sharing this tip. I always forget. But you could take a dry erase marker and write on a mirror in your house, one of those things, you know, like, I release what no longer serves me. You write that on the bathroom mirror. So every morning, right, you're brushing your teeth. You have to see it. You have to say it to yourself if you're a person that has trouble remembering. So
right. Quick
tip there. But your first card was composure, and this is an angel with very blue wings, sitting in a meditative position with his sword laid across out in front of him. Like, you could have chose to battle and fight this out, but you laid down your sword and you got yourself right? You connected with spirit, you connected with the universe, you got right with yourself, you connected with what was going on with you, and you realized that, you know what, it's okay that this is over. And you know what? Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is okay to end relationships, you know? They don't always have to end badly. They don't always have to end with both people hating each other and not getting along. Sometimes you can walk away friends and just realize that what you wanted, you're not getting from this. But that's okay, because you still maybe had a good time while you were together. And enjoyed that part of it. There's nothing wrong with that. Just because that's not what we see on TV or in the movies, it's completely possible. Every relationship is different. Every set of people has their own journey. So just because it's maybe not normal, and I say that with air quotes, it's perfectly okay. There's nothing wrong with it. It's okay that you're okay with the ending. You know, and not being upset. There's nothing wrong with that. And the next card I got was the River Queen. And I heard, Let It Go. So if you haven't watched Frozen or heard the song Let It Go, look that up on your Spotify or iTunes or whatever and listen to it. And just go along the flow with the natural movement. It's okay. It's okay to just ride this wave and let what happens happen. And not get upset, not get ruffled feathers. Completely okay. It's actually perfect. Because really, what is it going to do? The things you're going to get upset about, you don't have any control over anyway. So why bother getting yourself into that that emotional state for no reason? The other thing I want to say about this card is it's number 36. And the 3 and the 6, of course, are divine numbers. Because they're multiples of 3. So that's what I have. What do you want to say, Stan?
Liz, wow. You ladies are on a roll. Okay, and what's really exciting to me is that if there were other ways for me to say what I've been saying to myself or what I've been feeling, all 3 of you ladies have been doing that tonight. It's just with
so
you know plus you know like to the max, right? And there's one thing I wanted to ask, pose, even though I kind of have the answer, is that okay? She, my strange wife, we have a child together. Okay, so we do this co-parenting back and forth thing, and she does things or doesn't do things that I, like, totally take me by surprise. Like that's not what a mother does or something. And something happened yesterday in that category, and I've been building myself up, so I want to have no reaction to what she does because, you know, it doesn't do – I mean, you know, what am I going to do with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not controlling her.
Right.
But I was challenged with this one. and all that's been said tonight by you ladies has helped me to kind of fuel my confidence in that I can figure out how to be cool about stuff without being walked over when it's important for me to say something about my child. So anyway,
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Co-parenting is difficult, and remember that your children are a sponge, right? So what are the things that you want your child to remember about you when they get older, right? You want your child to remember that you were composed, that you handled it with grace, that you didn't act like a crazy lunatic, right? Like you could sometimes. I know from co-parenting, I think maybe some of the other hosts can share as well their experience with it. But, you know, it's not always easy when you're not getting along with the other person and they're not doing things. You know, just make sure you have open dialogue with your child of how you feel that they should behave or things that you expect from your child or, you know, want them to behave as. And, you know, don't defer to the negative talk about the other parent, obviously.
Absolutely.
But, you know, you don't want to engage in that. But, you know, just reinforce with your child and have an open communication and dialogue. Like, you know, it upsets me when your mom does those things, but it is what it is, right? This is how, you know, this is what
I'm
prefer
you
do. And know, you know, because your kid knows right from wrong, I'm sure. And they're kids, they're going to try to test you and get what they can. But, you know, make sure and do your best to have an open communication with the other parent. But sometimes it's not easy. Eventually, it probably will get easier. But sometimes it's a rough start. I don't know if anyone else wants to say anything about that.
Thank you, all of you. Beautiful. My history with Blog Talk Radio goes back to 2009, but it's been spotty in the last year or so, and I haven't tuned in a long time. So I'm grateful for all the forces that came to be that aligned this up so I could participate in this call. Thank you very much.
Oh. Well, we're grateful, too. Thank you for calling in, Stan. It was a pleasure to talk to you this evening.
Okay.
Yes, thank you, Stan. Have a good night.
Evening. Thank you. You
Hi.
Too. Bye-bye.
Call back again, Stan. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye. Thank you.
Oh, how fun. A new caller. I think we had a couple
of
callers.
Wow, that was fun. Oh, my God.
She was off the charts.
Amazing.
Yeah, the energy was like
you,
so.
My heart was racing. I felt his excitement.
Yeah, totally strong. Wow. What a beautiful night.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
The whole night was so beautiful.
I'll tell you, all our readings, I think, were magnificent this evening, and our callers definitely got their bang for their buck tonight.
Oh, my goodness, yes. If you don't believe it, just ask Cliff the Big Red Dog, right?
Yeah. Well, ladies, it was great to do this show with you this evening. Tell where people can find us. I'm on Facebook and Instagram at LizP11Love. And you can also email me at Lizzie91080@gmail.com and also on the Sacred Embers website. And Mary?
They can find me via maryhernandez5252@gmail.com or also reach out to me on my website, which is maryhernandez5252.wixsite.com, The Angel Within. And it's
beautiful, Mary. I can't wait to look at your site.
I know. It's on the link of the show, so it's really great.
It's really, really beautiful. Well, we want to thank the callers for calling in, those who listened and those who, you know, raised their hands. And I look forward to coming back next week and connecting with everyone. And I hope you ladies have a beautiful, amazing day tomorrow with the amazing energy that's coming in. My goodness.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for my sound back.
Mary and Joy.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Love you, ladies.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you, caller.
So, good night, everyone. Bye now.
Thank you.
Good night. Thank you.